Elmira Hope.
On his chest, he's cursing the Briggs and Stratton as he's cutting the grass, and he's waking up every morning, he's dragging home every night. The grass isn't as green as a neighbor's yard, but I say we'll be all right. Daddy, you're throwing yourself down like a seed, and you're hoping to grow everything you need, but Daddy, you can't be throwing yourself down, 'cause all you're growing is thistle and weeds. Watching the news. Well, here comes the election. What candidate will he choose? And he's ripping on the president because that's all he's got. Well, who cares about the anchorman? He couldn't care less for his thoughts. So, Daddy, you're throwing yourself down like a seed, and you're hoping to grow everything you need, but Daddy, you can't be throwing yourself down, 'cause all you're growing is thistle and weeds. Well, your back is slouched, and your boots are old, jeans are worn. Oh, your heart is so cold, and your red eyes, and your messy hair, or your callous hands. Is your heart even there? And you're cutting them down, or you're cutting them down. Yeah, you're cutting them down.
The Saturday Light Brigade, and it's good to hear you. That was Elmira Hope. What a great song. Tell me about
that song. Well, actually, my dad was coming home from work one day, and he said he saw a guy with a lawnmower, a blue-collar worker, and he told me about it, and he was like, write a song about it, and I did. So
sometimes some of the greatest songs are a result of challenges, I think, like
right.
that, if you're given instructions to write a song or some constraints. Tell me how you started playing guitar and writing.
When I was about 9, I wanted a guitar for my birthday, but I had no idea I would actually learn to play it. I just kind of thought they looked cool. And so my parents got me one, and then we got myself some lessons, so I started to learn it, and then next thing you know, I was writing some stuff.
So at 9 or 10 you were writing?
Oh, no, I wasn't writing when I was
okay.
9 or 10. No, I was just kind of messing around. I didn't really get serious about it until I was like 14.
I should mention, too, that Almira is from Moshannon Valley. Is it Moshannon?
Yeah, Moshannon Valley.
Moshannon Valley Great. High School, which is in Clearfield County. Mm-hmm. And here you are all the way in Pittsburgh. There must be places to play close to home, too.
Clearfield has this corner concert series, and they feature local musicians there. And I've messed around with some art festivals, and there's actually a bluegrass festival in Renovo called Smoke Country Jam that I enjoyed playing there.
So. Oh, that's great. Do you flat pick?
Oh, when no. You're there? it's not limited to only bluegrass, so they accepted Americana and roots music.
That's great. Yeah. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or give a shout out to while you're on the radio? They may hear you online later, too.
My parents.
Oh, teachers, really friends, nice. Parents.
I'd like to give a shout out to David Marley, who helped record my CD. I tried my best.
So. Excellent. How can one get your CD?
I've got a Facebook shop on my page, and you can also get it digitally on Spotify and Apple Music.
Great. We've linked to your Facebook page from slbradio.org, or look for Almira Hope. I'm pretty sure you'll get the right person if you Google Almira Hope. There's more I want to ask about you, but why don't we listen to another song first? What would you like to play next?
This next one's called Sandra Cigarette.
Here again at Almira Hope.
She wore a pretty summer dress and sensible shoes. I saw her yanked from her car on the TV news. I saw her dragged from her car on the TV news. She wore a pretty summer dress and sensible shoes. He said, I'm gonna light you up on the TV news. He said, I'm gonna light you up on the TV news. No, I don't smoke, cause it's bad for me. No, I don't smoke, cause it's bad for you. But if I did, I'd be a suffragette smoking on Sandra's cigarette. Yeah, I'm a suffragette smoking Sandra's cigarette. Selling Lucy's on a street in Staten Island. A stun gun in San Bernardino. A broken taillight in South Carolina. A pocket knife in Chicago, just a kid in a gazebo, 12 years old, and his sister handcuffed in the backseat watches her brother die. There's a cool rain falling in Cleveland tonight. Wherever there's smoke, there's fire, they say. Wherever there's smoke, there is a flame. Heat rises up, cold stays down. Hear the sirens and you see the flames. Hear the sirens and you see the flames. Baton Rouge selling music CDs. A rough ride through old Baltimore. A dark stairwell in New York City. A toy I love, a Walmart store. A toy I love, a Walmart store. No, it's not real, his last words in Dayton. It's not real, I can't take this anymore. She wore a pretty summer dress and sensible shoes. I saw her yanked from her car on the TV news. I saw her dragged from her car on the TV news. She wore a a pretty summer dress and sensible shoes. I'm gonna light you up till you're burning blue. I'm gonna light you up till you're burning blue. And I'll be wearing my pretty summer dress, and I'll be wearing my sensible shoes, 'cause I'm a suffragette smoking. Oh, I'm a suffragette smoking. Smoking Sandra cigarette. Oh, I'm a suffragette smoking Sandra cigarette. Yeah, I'm a suffragette smoking Sandra's cigarette. And I'll be wearing my pretty summer dress, and I'll be wearing my sensible shoes, 'cause I'm a suffragette smoking Sandra's cigarette.
Elmira Hope, you're good.
Thank you so much.
Your voice is amazing, and I'm sure you've heard it before. You sound like you've lived a lot more years than you have,
right.
As you sing. I love that gritty sound, and you're a tremendous songwriter too.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about how you came to sing the way that you do. You sort of developed that on your own, or how did your style come about? Because it is most unique.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I don't really think that I try to sing like anyone, but I've been influenced a lot by Mumford & Sons and how they kind of speed up their songs at the end and they slow it down. I like the tempo change they do a lot, and which after Mumford & Sons, I kind of listened to a lot of bluegrass later on and a lot of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, you don't sound to me like anybody else. You sound exactly like yourself, which is always a good thing. I'm curious, are you in 11th grade?
Yeah, 11th grade.
And have you thought about life after high school yet?
No, but I'm definitely going to stick with music. So,
good. And how do people react to your songs when you play out?
I think that there are a few that I play that are very universal. So a lot of people, you know, they nod their heads like, yeah, I can relate to that.
So. Yeah, I think both of the songs you've played, people can relate to. And
right.
People of all ages, I think, can relate to them, too. What about your peers? Do you play with anybody in your school?
No. It's kind of hard to find someone who likes the same music as you and will play the same stuff.
Yeah, so. I would think. So do you play with a band ever or typically by yourself?
I did this artist showcase with a few people that you might have heard of. Alyssa Hankey and Corey Kurtz and David Marley, who helped me record the CD. So we played together for a couple shows.
Were you nervous the first few times you tried to sing out on stage? Your songs are so intimate and personal. You seem to have no trouble delivering them and kind of belting them out. But I often wonder, I'm not a songwriter, what that would feel like the first couple times.
Right. I mean, I think I was eased into it because it started out with a third grade talent show and then it kind of just kept going. And then I think my first real show, like, was my sister's wedding almost. And that helped because it was people you knew, so.
And what did you do at the third grade talent show? I'm not going to let that slip by.
Okay. It was just Hey There, Delilah, but I didn't sing it. It was just the guitar part.
In third grade. Wow.
Yep.
This is Elmira Hope. She's got one more song to do. She's 16 from Meshannon Valley High School. If you Google Elmira Hope or if you go to her Facebook page, you'll find ways to get at her music. A new CD that's out, and to support what she's doing. You really just sound tremendous. And
thank you.
I'm so grateful that you're here today. I know it's a long drive. Your sister's here and her husband, right? They brought you in today.
Mm-hmm.
What would you? Is there anything else you'd like to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, thanks for being here. What would you like to finish up with?
This is called Don't Blame Me, and there's a line in it that's the title track of my EP that you can get on the internet. So.
Great. Thank you again. This is Elmira Hope.
Reddest clouds in the morning, heaviest rain is coming soon. There's a leak in the roof of your house and a window shattered in the bedroom. But don't blame me, says the father. I tried my best to build this house. Don't blame me, says his daughter. The ball breaking the window was in my doubts. Don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me when I've tried my best. Don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me, please. Family shop had shut down, and the sun just abandoned them. Parents are left to pay his student loans. They ask, will it ever be easy again? Will it ever be easy again? But don't blame me, says the mother. I try my best to keep the shop alive. Don't blame me, says her son. I did what I did to survive. Don't blame me, don't blame me when I've tried my best. Don't blame me, don't blame me, please. Oh, 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 ah, 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 water's getting all through the house. Scared under her blankets, wind howling through her window. Mom stressing out, how will I get another job? Will I find another job? And the son blankly stares at his college degree in his new home, deciding if he should help his family. But don't blame me, says the father. I tried my best to build this house. Don't blame me, says his daughter. The ball breaking the window was in my doubts. Don't blame me, says the mother. I tried my best to keep the shop alive. Don't blame me, says her son. I did what I did to survive. So don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me when I've tried my best. Don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me, please.
Elmira Hope, thank you.